The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, August 12, 2022. Parliamentarians from many countries continue to express their solidarity with the people of Cuba after the huge fire that affected the supertanker base in the city of Matanzas in the west of the island. Among these, the Global Council and the International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace expressed in a letter to the Cuban Parliament respect and admiration for the work of the Central American Parlacen, Guillermo Daniel Ortega Reyes, and the Board of Directors for their part valued the efforts of the Relief Corps, the solidarity support of Mexico and Venezuela nations that immediately provided material help and specialists. Also, the president of the National Popular Assembly of Guinea-Bissau, Cipriano Casama, in a letter to his Cuban counterpart, expressed condolence and solidarity in the face of the disaster in the city of Matanzas. Likewise, the communist deputies of Greece to the European Parliament, Kostas Papadakis and Eleftheris Nikolaou Alavanos, expressed the solidarity of the party towards the Cuban government and people, and pointed out that the intensification of the fight against the U.S. criminal blockade against Cuba becomes even more necessary and its lifting even more imperative. Deputy Elshad Mirbashir Oglu, head of the Azerbaijan-Cuba Interparliamentary Relations Working Group, also expressed the solidarity of the people of that nation with the Cubans, as well as condolences to the families of those who died as a result of the fire. Cuba reported today 66 confirmed patients with the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19, 398 active in hospitals, and 5 serious patients treated in intensive care with no deaths. The daily report of the Ministry of Public Health specified that the country accumulates in this way 1,109,259 patients diagnosed with the disease since its arrival in the country in March 2020. In the last few hours, no person died as a result of the disease, a fact that has been going on for several weeks, so the list of deaths totals 8,529 deaths, while 630 patients and 232 suspects remain hospitalized. The government of Colombia and the guerrillas of the National Liberation Army will resume the peace talks interrupted in 2019 in Havana, announced the foreign minister of that South American nation, Alvaro Leyva. Leyva, who heads a delegation from his country that arrived in Havana this Thursday to begin negotiations for this purpose with representatives of the ELN, expressed to the island that the gratitude of the government of Gustavo Petro and the Colombian people for the commitment and hospitality provided in the Caribbean nation. In a statement from the protocol room of El Laguito, the head of foreign affairs affirmed that his nation rejects the classification by the United States of Cuba as a sponsor of terrorism, and that they are going to resume talks with the ELN in this land of peace in order to start the path proposed by President Petro to achieve total peace, he stressed. President Miguel Díaz-Canel ratified Cuba's commitment to peace in Colombia on August 7 in a congratulatory message sent to the new president of the South American country for his investiture. And in the international agenda, we have that owners of some 450 small and medium-sized pharmacies in Panama threaten to close the establishments in disagreement with the government decree that reduces the price of 170 drugs by 30%. According to the president of the National Union of Pharmacy Owners, Orlando Perez, the executive rule that comes into force next Monday and also maintains a 20% discount for retirees forces them not to make new orders to drug distributors and then close their doors. Perez remarked that at no time were they consulted and assured that if this discount is maintained, it will be the end of many small and medium-sized merchants. The 30% reduction in the cost of 170 medicines, which will be valid for 6 months, extendable, is not a subsidy or a price control measure, since that cost must be borne by the supply chain, that is, producers, distributors, and pharmacies. According to the director of the Department of Pharmacology at the Faculty of Medicine of the University of Panama, Yvonne Torres, producers have to lower prices so that distributors can lower them and pharmacies can sell at the price demanded. Meanwhile, the violence unleashed by groups of criminals against Mexican civilians in Ciudad Juarez claimed the lives of 11 people, reported the Undersecretary of Public Security, Ricardo Mejia. At the morning press conference of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador at the National Palace, the official took stock of the terrible events of yesterday, which, he said, were unleashed after a very serious confrontation in the Cerezo 3 prison when rival groups attacked each other. After a shootout inside the prison in Module 2, initiated by a criminal group named Los Chapos, with a balance of 20 inmates injured, some by firearms and the majority by beatings, members of the criminal group that initiated the actions went out to the street, created riots and attacks against civil society with 9 murders, burning of commercial establishments and cars. It was something that had never happened because the criminals did not attack the population, and hopefully the barbarity will not be repeated, Mejia said. That means, he clarified, that it was not only a confrontation between two groups, but also a retaliation for the capture of leaders of organized crime in that region. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.